Kumlen and Ablak Gemara, it's Ches Sivan today. We are on Mitzray Matan Teda. We are in the Pei Vav Amad Aleph, and we're about to commence the Sugya of Matan Teda. And we're in the Mishnah on top of the page. And there are a number of cases here brought down. And all the Mishnahs we had till here were just leading into this particular Mishnah. In fact, one of the cases of this Mishnah. Minayin, how do you know? Lepailetis shichva zera. If a woman retains within her the shichva zera of her husband and it comes out of her a couple of days after they had tashmish, how do you know that that shichva zera, that semen is still metame, still generates tumah, is b'yemashlich for the third day? And because we call it shichva zera, because zera, which is a seed, means that it has to still be sort of fertile. So how long does it remain that way? So we can have a number of opinions, but our Mishnah says for 3 days, there is still tameh. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk by Matan Torah, the Eden have to prepare themselves, that he said, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the people, Hoyu nechonim l'shleisha yam. You should prepare yourself for 3 days, do not, it's called the mitzvah hafrosha, do not have any relations with your wife, because if you do, and then she will exude that shichva zera within 3 days, she'll be tameh. And we want everyone at the base of Migdash, at the Matan Torah, should be tameh. The Rishonim already ask why. It's before Matan Torah, these laws of Tumah didn't apply. So they already answer because after post-Matan Torah, these laws of Tumah apply, so we really wanted to prepare for it. So how come they didn't announce that anyone who's a Metzeder or anyone who's a Zov or so on and so forth, that they should also step aside and not come if we're worried about these Tumahs? Because we already learned Gemara Brachas that a Zov and a Metzeder and a Boil Nida is permitted to learn Teda, because you have to do things out of fear, and here these people don't lack in any Yiddish Shemayim, so they can learn. So that's why they weren't told not to go. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Minayin Hariyo, case number two, Shemachitzin es Amila B'yam Shlishi, that if a child was circumcised, that you know is a sakana, Yilal Mechal Shabbos, we're learning more on Erev in there, and also later on the Shabbos, that the third day they are still painful, some say even more painful, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to protect this child. Shecholi v'Shabbos, if it comes out of Shabbos, Shemachitzin says, by Shimon and Levi, on the third day when they were in pain, Shimon and Levi went and they attacked Shechem. So we see the third day they're still in awful pain. Menayin, how do you know Shekoishrin Loshen Shalzahuris Bereish Seira Mishleach? I know they had a red little thread around the head of the Seira Mishleach that was sent down Shenemar. It says on Yom Kippur in the Avodah the Beis Hamikdash, because it says a pasuk, we compare the sins. Im yiyu chatoechem kashonim, if your sins are compared to red thread, kashal yalbinu, if you're forgiven, it'll turn into white. So we see that they had a red thread there. Then the last cases, these are seems to be disparate cases. Menayin l'sicha shehi b'shtiyah kippur. How do you know that anointing yourself on Yom Kippur is just like drinking and forbidden? Afa pisha in rayi l'dover, even though there's no proof. Zeichel l'dover, there is somehow an allusion to which an emirat says, v'atovek, it's until him, v'atovek kamayim b'kibbeh, came like water inside him, v'chashem b'atzmaizu, like oil on his bones. And why isn't it a very good raya? We see from here that just like shemen is something you smear on the outside. So we see that water inside is like outside. Because really the pasuk, when it says water, is not talking about drinking. It's talking about also washing yourself with water. In fact, the Gemara Yuma learns from this pasuk that the vechitza is one of the five anuyin, you know, doing Yom Kippur. From this very pasuk. Because we're comparing water to oil. But azeichel dover it is. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah, the very beginning of Mishnah, seems to be two different opinions blended together. Reisha, the Leiker Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Reisha of the Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah because he holds that the third day, any shichva zera that comes on the third day is tired. Our Mishnah clearly says that the third day is tamei, so therefore our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And yet, say for the next case, talks about the Bris Milah, it says they definitely follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because the Iker Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explains, Iker Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Tehedu Shemanalei, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the beginning definitely holds that it's Torah the third day. And yet it says Tom Mesa, obviously it's not Shabbos Mazayah, we'll see later who it is. And yet the author of this din, that the third day of a Bris Milah, Yilati Mechal Shabbos, that is Shabbos Mazayah, we'll see later on in Shabbos Milah. Says the Gemara, Man delay muki. There's two ways of approaching. This is how Rashi learns. Tesla is a little bit different, but there are two ways of approaching a Mishnah. Yeah, you're stuck with a problem. One is like a contradiction between two parts of the Mishnah. So one way of learning it is to say, well, it's two different tanoim, and let me put them together. And the other way of learning it is there must be an error in the way we memorize the Mishnah. We have to alter one of the words. And this it seems to be machlekes amaroyim. What's the better approach? Says the Gemara, man delay muki ketanoi. The one who says it's not a good approach to say two different, a Rebbe would make a stand with two different tanoim, one next to each other. Can't find that. Rather make an error in the Mishnah than tanoi reish toir. He'll just change the word the third day tamei. He'll change it to toir. He will say the time Mishnah is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And man the moikim ketanoim, the one who learns that it's like machlekes tanoim, reisha rabbanon v'sefer Rav Elazar, the reisha rabbanon v'sefer Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And Tosfos approaches that you can't stam as a nivel, go ahead and make a mistake in the Mishnah. You can't do that. Even if you have a problem, doesn't give you the right to make mistakes. And that's why so many people were against all of these people who make haggos in the Gemara. They didn't understand the Gemara, so they came along and decided it's a mistake. They didn't like that. However, says Tosfos, because there were two gersoyes out there where the Mishnah actually said Tehera, which has said Tmeya, therefore gave them ground to decide maybe it should be Tehera because of this problem, or maybe it could be Tmeya, and to Tanoim is not a problem. So that is how they how Tosfos learns. Says he went to tell him how we learned. Now, what's this machlek is about the third day, whether it's still vital. And therefore, it's metame. Tell him how we learned. Piletus shichve. This is what we learned. If a woman is pilot shichve, she's on the third day. Tehoira, she is toir. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he says it only lasts for 2 days. So, for example, it all has to do with days. So even if she mishamah, let's say the day starts 6 o'clock Friday night is when Friday starts. So 5:30, they had relations, tashmish, and then Friday night, which halachically is already Shabbos, it came out, she's not metami, because it only works on days. So Thursday was a day, even though it was only half an hour until Thursday, and Friday was a full day, it was 2 days. And on the third day, even the first minute of the third day, he's no longer tummy. That's the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And he could be very, very mekel. He could also be a bit more machmir. If, let's say, the beginning of Thursday night, of Wednesday night, 6 o'clock is night, 6:15, you had tashmish. And then Shabbos morning, and then Thursday, Friday, 5 minutes before. So you had like almost four oinos, four different slots of 12 hours, and yet you're still tummy. So he says we don't focus on the slots of 12 hours, we look at the days. Says, well, that's his opinion. Rabbi Shmuel says, I agree it's days, but I think it's 3 days. Pa'amim, she'ein dalad oinus, sometimes it can be four slots. Pa'amim, she'ein ein oinus, five periods. And pa'amim, she'ein zik, four or six oinus. He holds it's 3 days. So we work it out. That means on Wednesday, if she saw on Wednesday, then Friday night, or Shabbos, she is tar. So it could be, if she saw Wednesday 5:30 in the afternoon, then basically you have Wednesday night, Thursday by day, Thursday night, Friday by day, so it's four slots. If she saw first thing Wednesday in the morning, right before the morning, so then you have five aynes. You have Wednesday day, Wednesday night, Thursday day, Thursday night, and Friday day. And if she saw the very beginning of Wednesday night, so you have six aynes. Wednesday night, Wednesday by day, Tuesday night, Wednesday by day, Wednesday night, Thursday by day, and Thursday night, and Friday by day. So he says, again, I agree we focus on the days, not on the oinus, but I hold that it goes for 3 days. We'll soon see the base of the machlekes. And comes along, Rabbi Kiva says, L'oilam hei. Rabbi Kiva says, it's always five oinus. He holds it's not, we don't focus on the days, we focus on the oinus. And he says, and the im yotzes mixes oina to shaina. Let's say you lost in the first hour in the first oina. That's when they had tashmish. So you lost, and then after you didn't. So therefore, you lost 1 hour of that oina. Is noistin la mixes oina shishis. So you give her an hour to the sixth oina, and then after that, we say, well, there was five complete oinas. So we're a bit flexible with the oinas, but it has to be five oinas. We don't care about days. So sometimes he's even more machmed than Rabbi Shmuel, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, Wednesday. You know, if Wednesday 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's still 3 days, and Friday night if the shichvazera comes out, she's not matami. But according to Rabbi Akiva, where's your five einus? because Wednesday afternoon, all you have is Wednesday night, Thursday by day, Thursday night, Friday by day. But if you did it, if you had Wednesday in the morning and then Friday, let's say 2 hours into the day, into the oiner, and then Friday night, after 2 hours into the oiner, Friday night, and Yeshichu Day comes out, there's not matami. Says the Gemara, Amrua, Rabbanum Kamei Rapapa. Rabbanum said this all before Rapapa. I'm the other said Rapapa, the Rav, Rapapa said the Rav, Bishleim, Rabbalazah ben Azayah, Kerabbanum, said Rabbalazah ben Azayah. Now, there's a machlekes we need to know about Matan Torah, that we all agree, as Gemara will say, that the Torah was given to us on Shabbos, even though we'll see in a few days that Rashi says there's one opinion says no, on a Friday, but we all agree that it was on a Shabbos. And the argument is, how many days were the Eden in the Midbar before they had the Torah? Did the Eden arrive there on a Sunday? Did they arrive there on a Monday? If the Eden arrived there on a Sunday, then Shabbos is the seventh day of Sivan. If the Eden arrived there on a Monday, then the Shabbos is the sixth day of Sivan. And the Machlekes is basically, we know that there was a mitzvah called Hagabola, that they were told not to go on the mountain, not to graze in the mountain. And then after that, even on the Torah, that mitzvah comes after Prisha, but in reality, what happened was he told them to Hagabola, and the following day he told them Prisha, that they should separate from their wives. The question is, how long were they meant to separate from their wives? 2 days or 3 days? And based on that, and if you say that they arrived on Sunday, we're going to say they separate from their wives for 3 days. And therefore, that's Rabbi Shmuel who says that the reason why they had to separate for 3 days, because if Shichva Zerah came out, she'd be tummy. But the other opinion says no, that they only had 2 days of Prisha, and because all the Shichva Zerah is only vital for 2 days and no more. So I think what's that follows? Bishleim Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah. I understand Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah that he says that it's 2 days because Kirabonon. He holds like the Rabbonon, the Amri, they say Behei Ovid Prisha, that he says that what they only did 2 days of Prisha and that's it. Only did 2 days of Prisha. Fine. And Rabbi Sotu, Rabbi Shmuel who says that 3 days of Tamei, only the fourth day is Tar. So then Rabbi Shmuel could have Yasi Dama Bedal of Prisha. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yasi that they did Prisha on the fourth day already. So therefore you have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Shabbos is when they were Tar. El Rabbi Akiva. In other words, we don't care about oiners. All we care about is days. So some people didn't separate from their wives till Wednesday afternoon at 5:30. But so what? You still had a half an hour Wednesday, which is a Wednesday, and then you had a Thursday and a Friday, and Shabbos, they were all right. Yeah, Rabbi Kiba holds has to do with oiners. Who does he follow? He says five oiners. Who does he follow? And how does Rabbi Kiva know even to focus on oiners? The chayyim from there, in the Torah, all we see, we talk about days. You know, how long they should separate? What, 2 days or 3 days? And it doesn't give them a time, what time in the day they have to separate. It means even the very last hour of the day they can separate. So where does Rabbi Kiva get this idea of oiners from? So Gemara explains, he actually gets it from the Rabbi Matan Torah as well. La'elam ke Rabbi Yasi, he holds also Rabbi Yasi that the Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan. But he holds Kida Omar of Adabar Ava. He also holds like Adabar Ava that says that Moshe Bahashkoma, Olo Bahashkoma Yorad. That all the activity of Moshe Rabbeinu was first thing in the morning. He went up to Shemayim first thing in the morning. He came down first thing in the morning. And then when he came down and told the people that they should separate and they should from their wives, he came down first thing in the morning. So and he told them to separate, they obviously separated straight away. And therefore, that's a full oiner ready for that day. It's not a day, because it's only half a day, but it's an oiner. So that's what he's saying. Why did they come first in the morning? To give them a full oiner. And therefore, he says it was on Wednesday that morning he came down and told them separate. So they had Wednesday the full day, and Wednesday night, Thursday full day, and Friday night, and Friday full day. Thursday night and Friday full day. So you had five oiners. And because Moshe Rabbeinu did everything first thing in the morning, that's how I know he focuses on oiners and time on those time slots. How do I know that first thing in the morning is when everything happened? It says the pasuk Vayashkim Moshe Baboike, the Moshe Rabbeinu rose early in the morning, Vayal, and he went up El Hasina. He went up to Hasina. So we see Bahashkama Yodah, and how do we know? Okay, so we know he went up to Shemayim first thing in the morning. How do you know he also went down first thing in the morning? It says, Lechrei, go down, Volisa Atav Aranimach, and then bring up Atav Aran with you. So in the pasuk where it tells him to go down, it also tells him to go up. So Makesh Yiridah La'aliyah. So we compare the time that Moshe Rabbeinu went down to the times that he went up. Ma'aliyah Bahashkama, just like we know that we went up in the morning, it was first thing in the morning, because it's Vayashkim Ma'Moshe Ba'Boiker. And why did they even tell us what time? Because we need to know regarding Einus. So also they came down first thing in the morning. Says the Gemara, Lomali Lememer Lhu Lachayda, if it's the first thing in the morning they came and told them to separate the wives, what was the rush? Since anyway nobody has Tashmish during the day because it's not Sneas, he could have waited till the evening and tell them then. Why do you have to tell them first thing in the morning? Fred the Gemara, Lama Lila Memor Lhu, why do you have to tell them first thing in the morning to separate from the wives? Anyway they would have separated at least during the day. But Amar Rav Huna, Yisrael Kedoshimain, didn't Rav Huna say that the Eden are Kedoshim, they ain't Mishamshim, it's the same Bayam, they have no Tashmish during the day. Says the Gemara, but there is a way. Ha'amar Rava im have a bais of a mutter. Rava says that if it's a dark house, in other words, even though it's daytime outside, but if in the house it's like dark, it's mutter. So they could have had relations. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them in the morning they shouldn't have any relations one at all. Ha'amar Rava says, B'item Rapapa, Hazer Rapapa said that Talmud Chacham mafa talisa mutter. That the Talmud Chacham, who generally is modest anyway, he just has to cover himself with a talis, and it is permitted. We don't want to give open license and open slather to everybody, but Talmud Chacham, generally modest anyway, is permitted. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them first thing in the morning. Okay, so that answers that question. Says the Gemara, but let me ask you a question. According to everybody, what happened was that they were Tamei until Friday night, which means that when did they go to the mikveh? On Friday night. And we know when it comes to Kachin, for example, that even if you go to mikveh, you're not fully tired until you have sunset. So if they went to the mikveh Friday night, they were all called Tvul Yom. They went to the mikveh during the day of the day, but they're yet not 100% tired until the following sunset, the following night. So when they received the Torah, they were only Tvul Yom. But Tvul Yom Ninu, they were all Tvul Yom because they didn't have yet the following sunset of Matzah Shabbos. So L'chayim. So I could only conclude they probably did not go to mikveh Friday night. They probably went to the mikveh Friday afternoon. So they went to the mikveh. In other words, so they want to be 100% tired. So they went to the mikveh Friday afternoon, and then they had sunset, so they were 100% tired. So l'chayde, they went to the mikveh Friday afternoon. Why aren't we concerned that maybe after they went to the mikveh, shichva zeda came out from them, and that shichva zeda will make them tummy again? Is it aya that even if shichva zeda came out on Friday afternoon, they wouldn't be tummy? So it's a caution to everybody. You all included Friday the full day, either as a day or as an oiner. L'chayde, Friday by day, you cannot include because they already had to be tired by then because they went to the mikveh Friday afternoon, not Friday night, Friday afternoon, and in order to get that sunset. And therefore, by Friday morning, they were all 100% tired. So caution everybody, says the Gemara, whether you learn the Kiva, whether you learn the other ones, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Loza, says the Gemara, Abai Barav, Rav Chen Barav, and Dami Tavayu, Nit Netay, Lil Tvul Yayim. Yes, the Taylor was given to them, even though they went Friday night to the mikveh. And that's why everybody can learn whatever they want to say, you know, whether it's oynus or full days. But your question is that they were Tvul Yayim, so they were. It's not kachim that you have to eat. That's the only time we were concerned about Tvul Yom or Truma. No, nothing to do with that. Yosef Reimer Kamal al Hashmait, Reimer sat there and said over the Sugge, Omele Ravin Rameima, did they mean Taka Nitne Ka Amrit? Did they mean Taka that gave it to Tvul Yom? Oirui Ka Amrit. Or it could have been Tvul Yom. In other words, really the Taka went to the mikveh Friday afternoon. They all want to make a Friday afternoon to have the advantage of a head of Shemesh. But if they would have still seen Shichva Zera after they went to the mikveh, they would have gone to the mikveh again. And when? On Friday night. So therefore, they were rowed to be Tvul Yom because they might have to have go to mikveh again on Friday night. They would have been a Tvul Yom. But the fact is they were not Tvul Yom because they all went to the mikveh Friday afternoon and none of them had Shichva Zera afterwards. So therefore, the Rai is still Rai. Friday is a day that you still have to make sure that they don't have any Shichva Zera. But they went to the mikveh hoping that they wouldn't, in the last hour of Friday, they won't have any Shichva Zera coming out of them, exuding Shichva Zera. But if they would have gone to the mikveh again that night. So Lepoil was not given to Tvul Yom because Lepoil went to the mikveh Friday afternoon. And Lepoil, none of them was Poilot Shichva Zera. And therefore, it all works out. It was row to Tvul Yom, but it wasn't Tvul Yom because they all went to make a Friday afternoon. Freddy Gimora, I don't understand. The Litvuli Bein Shimsha, and Rashi lays down a rule here. He says a few times. Whenever it says in the Gemara Bein Hashmoshes, if it doesn't give a specific day or something, it always means Shabbos. Because the Bein Hashmoshes of Shabbos is different than all other Bein Hashmoshes. because you have to treat like Shabbos already. Therefore, we just call the stam Bein HaShemoshes. So Rashi learns the Gemara's question now is Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, that all has to do with Oina is Velitvul Bein HaShemsha. So why didn't they all go to them to make the Bein HaShemoshes? And Velikabla Toida Bein HaShemsha. And Friday night, the Abish should give them the Toida. Since Rabbi Akiva is learning that he came first thing in the morning, the reason is because of Oinus. So if the Torah would have been given Friday night, you would have five Oinus, right? Wednesday morning is Wednesday by day, Wednesday night, Thursday day, Thursday night, Friday by day. But now that the Torah was given Shabbos morning, maybe we should have six Oinus. And we can argue, why didn't Hashem give them the Torah Friday night? Because he needed one more Oinu in case the Shechva Zera coming out. So if Rabbi Akiva is so pedantic and he's so concerned about Oinus, so the Hashem should have given the Torah Friday night? Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Taisa hold the questions on everybody, but it actually holds the question only on Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara, and the question, the question is, the fact that he gave it Shabbos morning, doesn't that prove that we're worried about Oinus? We needed that extra time slot. Because if it's days, then he could have given Friday night, first thing in the evening as well. Omer Abishai says, the reason why that the Abishai did not want to give the Torah at night is, because it says in the Pasuk, Loi Mereish Besesed Debarti. I didn't want to speak from the beginning in discreet, you know, in a way that was hidden. And at nighttime, you know, it's sort of hidden, and I want to do it in a time when it's visible to everybody. Says Yigmore, V'litbul B'tzafra D'Shabbata, V'litbul Torah B'tzafra D'Shabbata. So why do they have to go to Mikvah Friday night, or according to you, even Friday afternoon? Why are they going to Mikvah Shabbos morning, like Chassidus Yid? Why the night before? Omer Abitzvah said, you know why? Shaloi, we didn't want Shaloi Yehei Halolu Heuchel Lekabal Teira. There will be people going to Mekabal Teira. And Halolu Heuchel Letvila. If somebody saw Kerry Friday night, he would have to go to the mikveh. So you're going to have some people going to the mountains, some people going to the mikveh, and it's not appropriate. Also, it's embarrassing for those who have to go to the mikveh. Everybody can see. And also, it's pasnished. Everyone should be going in the same direction. Therefore, therefore we had them all going to the mikveh Friday night. Says the Gemara, so we want everyone to be going at the same time to the Mount Torah. We didn't want people, some going to the mikveh, some waking up late, some going early. Everyone should be going the same direction. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva about 3 days or five oinos. However, Aval Chachamim oimin Chachamim say sheish oinos shleimos. The Chacham is two versions there, whether it's three oinos or six oinos. They say it has to be a complete six oinos. No, they hold like Rabbi Yisrael that was 3 days of separation, and they also hold that it was, you know, the first thing in the morning is when they were warned. And they hold that the taka didn't go, this is Harashal, the taka didn't go to the mikveh Friday night, or even they did go to the mikveh Friday night, if they were pilot shechva zera Friday night, they had to go to the mikveh again in Shabbos morning to receive the Torah. And that's why the Abishah had to wait till Shabbos morning, because they held, he needed six slots, he needed an additional slot on Friday night. But not because of the pasuk loy merej b'seisa debarti, no, we had to wait till the morning because we needed one more 12-hour period to make sure that there's no shechva zera coming out, because afterwards we don't care if it comes out, it's tummy. And if that night they came out, they were going to mikveh first thing in the morning, and he wasn't worried about, you know, so we have so many different opinions. There were six oinis. Says the Gemara, and this is one of the problems in halacha. Magaram asks is, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in the future, that when it comes to nidda, we paskin that it's actually six oinis or 3 days, and that means the Torah was given on the seventh day, and yet we say it's ma'amad nasein on the sixth day. Especially next to souls, only 1 day Yom Tov. How do we reconcile these two halachas? So many say it's only a chumrah that we're paskining that it's six oinis, like the chachamim, or 3 days. Our Rabbi Chizah says, machlekes, the whole machlekes is shepir sheminish. Menaisha, if the sheikh was exuded from the woman, how long it remains vital for? Aval pirshim menaish, but if, let's say, he came off the person on his clothing, then tmeya, it is tame kozman shehilach, as long as it's moist, I don't care if it's 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, as long as it's moist, it is tame. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns is talking about by a man who had relations with another male, and he was the female in that relationship, and if it's exuded from his parts, there it doesn't go by 3 days, it's forever. Must see Rabbi Sheshit, Rabbi Sheshit asked a question. It says in Pasig, V'chol beged, v'chol oir, any clothing or leather, ashayil of shechvezera, that will have on a shechvezera. So we say that prat l'shech, it says shechvezera, zera means that it's fertile. So prat, it comes to exclude the shechvezera shesrucha, if it's foul. So it sounds from here, my love, shepir shemenish, that by a man, even though it's moist, but if it's after 3 days, no, it's foul or something, it's no longer metame. And you just said by a man, it's metame as long as it's moist. We're talking about there if it came out from, escaped from a woman. Boy, that Paul, Robert, the question is, Sheikh Vazel of a Yid, who had relations with a woman, what a Goyisha woman, how long is the Sheikh Vazel metame? If the Sheikh Vazel of a Goy is not metame, but the Sheikh Vazel of a Matayda, Sheikh Vazel of a Yid is metame inside a woman of a Goy, now why should there be a difference between a Goyisha woman or a Yiddish woman? So Gemara explains. Why by Yiddish woman after 3 days is no longer fertile is because the Yiddish woman's body is very warm. Why is her body very warm? And Gemara explains. Yisrael did the igi b'mitzvahs. A Yid is constantly concerned about keeping mitzvahs. And wait, I'm quoting Rashi. Rashi says, "L'kayim mitzvahs v'charedim b'davar." They're constantly trembling about it. They're constantly concerned about mitzvahs. Umotar daigo, so they're always worried. They have a frown on their face. Mischamimin, the body is warm. K'lechsev cham libi b'kibi. Every Yid, Rav Melech says in Tillim, that every Yid says cham libi b'kibi. I'm warm inside. So therefore, that warmth is what kills off the shech v'zera of 3 days. So the question is, a goy does not have this warmth from daigus of mitzvahs, so maybe their shech v'zera lasts longer. Or like we had in other gemaras, kivon de ochlin, because goyim eat shkotzim v'ramosim, because they eat all of these insects and rodents which are not kosher, chavil gufayo, that warms up their body, so therefore also has that effect on the shech v'zera. And then my question is, if you want to say, their bodies are warm because they eat this tray, what about b'mei behema mau? What about by an animal? And don't ask me, the shech v'zera, this bestiality, and the animal, and the shech of a man was inside the womb of an animal, and then it comes out, how long is it metame for? Isha, we can argue, a woman, the isle proizda, that has this cervix and the canal, and therefore, misareches. It causes that the shech v'zera should be foul. Aber behema, the lesle proizda, that doesn't have that cervix, lo, you know, edema, lo, shna. No, makes no difference. Teku, remains a question. So now we're going to start talking a little bit about this machlekes, as we said, when the Torah was given. So we're going to start learning about that. Tana b'mi learned. B'shishi b'chodesh nitnas hazdi b'Yisrael. The Tana Kama holds on the sixth day of Sivan, the Torah was given to the Eden, shvuos that we have today. Rabbi Yasi says b'shiva. Rabbi Yasi says that it was the seventh day of Sivan. Even though the Pasuk says clearly, there's a pasuk where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told on the seventh day. It says that the cloud covered the Eden on the sixth day, and by Yikre el Moshe b'yom hashvi, Moshe was called on the seventh day. So the machlekes is, what's that referring to? Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns that Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that Moshe was called. Sorry, Tanna Kamma holds that Moshe Rabbeinu was called after Matayda. Matayda happened on the sixth day, and now Moshe was called. Come up to Shemayim. According to Rabbi Yosi, that very pasuk is talking about Matan Torah. I said, why only refer calling Moshe? Because I'll give cover to Moshe. So the argument that pasuk Vayikra Yom HaShvi, is that talking about Matan Torah or is it post Matan Torah? So Gemara now goes through the days exactly what happened. So Gemara explains on the sixth day, seventh Torah is given to Eden. Rabbi Yosi says B'shiva by the seventh day. Amar Rav Kuli Alma B'Rosh Chodesh Asu L'Mibasina. Everyone knows that Rosh Chodesh the Eden came to Mibasina. How do I know that? Ksiv Hocha, here it says, Bayim Hazeh, on this day, Bo Mid Basinai, they came to Mid Basinai. So it says Hazeh. Which day is that? Ksiv, another place says, Hosan HaChidish Hazeh Lechem. This Chidish for you, Rosh Chodoshim, and Parshas Boy. And there it says Hazeh. So Hazeh is generally a day referring to Rosh Chodesh, is Malahal and Rosh Chodesh. I've kind of here also Rosh Chodesh. So they arrived and it says that they came. Bayim Hazeh, must have been Rosh Chodesh 7. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, Kuli Amma B'Shabbos, the Torah, so everyone agrees that the Torah was given to Eden on a Shabbos. Ksiv Hocha, how do I know that? It says over here, Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos Lekachoy, it says Zocher regarding Shabbos. Ksiv Hossam says over there, when Eden were leaving Mitzrayim, on the very day they were leaving Mitzrayim, it says, Yom HaShalom, Zocher, remember, say Yom HaZeh, remember this day. And when did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them, remember this day that you left Mitzrayim, that Hashem took you out, is on the day they were leaving. So whenever it says HaZeh, it's the very day that was happening. So Malah Halam B'Yitzum HaShem, on the very day they were leaving, he told them Zocher, in the future. He's not telling them about an event that happened in the past. He's telling them in the future, remember today. He's Avkan, so too over here. When it says, Zochar, Hashem Shab Lekache, it was given to us on the Shabbos itself. Remember, from now on, in the future, all the Shabbosim, is Avkan, Bitzum, Mishriyim, on the very day of Shabbos, they were told. So definitely the Torah, the commandment of Zochar, Lekache, was given to them on the Shabbos proper. So the Torah was given to them on Shabbos. Novos, what's the machlekes? Ki pligi b'kvidi yarcha. When exactly was precisely was Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yosi saw Rabbi Chad b'Shabbat ikve yarcha. Sunday was when Rosh Chodesh was. But what happened? So now we're going to go through the every day, the sequence of events. The Chad b'Shabbat of Sunday lo amlamidi. They just came. Mishulchul shalucha. They were tired. Vuiskemuchet. So they were just rested. But today b'Shabbat on Monday amalui told them va'atem tiulim amleches kainim. He told them that you guys are special, and he went up to Shemayim, and he told over there what was going on. And we just said before, every time he goes up is in the morning. The Betlosa, on the third day, Amaluhu, he told them, Mitzvahs Hagbolim. On the third day, he told them that you should not go on this mountain. Babo, on the fourth day, Ovid Prisha. On the fourth day, he told them to separate from their wives. So you have the fourth day to separate from the wives. And well, one second. He told him about Prisha. So that's what happened. So you have, if he told them on the fourth day, which is a Wednesday, the laws of Prisha, first thing in the morning, and the Torah was not given until Shabbos, which means they separated Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 3 days. So therefore, the Cheshbon is Zayin Sivan. However, Rabbanan Savri, Betrei B'Shabbat, we hold exactly like you, and we agree with everything you said. Betrei B'Shabbat, Ikvi Yarcha, but we hold that was Monday, Rosh Chodesh. Betrei B'Shabbat, Lomid, didn't tell me anything, because we were tired. Betlosa on Tuesday, told him, Atem Kli Mechaz Koinin. Baba, on Wednesday, he told him, Hakbola, only Hakbola. But hey, and on Thursday, Avod Prisha, he told him the laws of Prisha. And you have Thursday and Friday, just 2 days. Says the Gemara, Meshav has a question, it says in Pasuk, V'kidashtem Hayoyim Lomachar. So it's clearly impossible that you should be Mekadosh today and tomorrow, only 2 days. So Kashel Rabbi Yosi, who said that they separated from their wife for 3 days, Rabbi Yosi says, Yoim Echad Hoysim Moshe Medaitoi. Moshe decided to add one more day. And the Magen Avraham says, how is it if the Eden left on a Thursday and Shavuos is on a Shabbos, how is the Cheshbon that Shavuos is 50 days later, or Matan Tehillah 50 days later, because 50 days later would have been a Friday, not on a Shabbos. And Shabbos means 51 days later, and the Ran brings the Medrash that says that the Eden counted from Yitzis Mitzrayim 49 days because they were so excited, you know, anticipation of Matan Torah. So the Magen Avraham answers that Shavu, the Yom Tov Shavu, is really is not so much about the Torah given to us, we already had it before, it's about the power of the Rabbanon. Because Yosi said that Moshe Rabbeinu added 1 day. And we know that the Eibusha didn't give the Torah until Shabbos, which means that the Eibusha had to acquiesce to Moshe Rabbeinu's request. The Eibusha's plan was to give us the Torah on Friday. Lepoil Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, we're not coming Friday, we're coming Shabbos. So the Eibusha had no choice and he came on Shabbos. It shows the power of Chachamim, and the Yom Tov Shavuot, says the Magen Avraham, is really to celebrate the power of Chachamim. So Lepoil, we do it every year on the 50th day, because that's when the Eibusha intended to give to create the world. So therefore we say, but the real Matan Torah was on the 50th, it was on the 50th day, which in Chutz Laaretz is the second day Shavuos, which Chutz Laaretz, again, that's the power of the Chachamim, especially today. There's no reason to have a second day Yom Tov, but we do it because the Chazal told us to. It all brings us the power of the Rabbanon. And Moshe, Yosef, so what we're celebrating on Shavuos, that Magen Avraham says, is the fact that Yom Echad, Hoisim Moshe, Medaitoi. Okay, we'll stop here.